Welcome to the IHSAA Insider as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of girls basketball at the Indiana High School Athletic Association. My name is Jane Schott, Assistant Commissioner in charge of girls basketball. We are talking with players, coaches, and officials who have impacted the evolution of the game in our state. As we've always heard, in 49 other states, it's just basketball. But this is Indiana High School girls basketball. Sit back and enjoy reminiscing with the legends of Indiana. Today we are joined by Coach Dee Ramey from North Central High School and two of her assistant coaches who happen to also be players in the past for her, where her daughter Taylor Ramey Walker and Amber Harris are the two assistant coaches who have joined us today. We are so excited to have the three of you on to not only talk about North Central basketball a little bit, but also just talk about your journeys through the last 50 years of Indiana high school basketball. So thanks for joining us, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're going to start with Coach Ramey, since she's sitting right here next to me. Coach, how'd you get started in coaching, and talk a little bit about your journey that has led you to this point. You were a player at Mooresville. You actually got to play in a state championship as a high school player, and now you're in a position where you got to coach in one. What was that like for you?
Well, I always knew that I was going to teach and coach. My dad was a teacher, a coacher, an athletic director, and I grew up in the gym. So I always knew that I was going to coach and especially teach. And, it's just been, I've been very blessed, being involved with my dad and his teams, and then going to being a player at Mooresville High School underneath Coach Joe Johnson, who is still an assistant coach at Mooresville, which is, tremendous. At that time, we had 2 6-footers on our team, Beth Peepenbrink and Becky Whitney. And made it through to the Final Four in the state championship. And at that time, it was one class.
Yeah.
So
at Marion College, right?
It was at. I went to Marion. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Yeah. The site finals that year was at Butler.
Okay. So Butler.
Yeah.
Which is probably cool for you because your dad played for Coach Hinkle at Butler, right?
He did. Yeah. He did. He played there and actually played against Oscar Robinson,
that's
which
awesome.
Is kind of neat.
I love it.
And my mom was a cheerleader.
Oh, that's fun.
So,
fun.
But again, being as a player, playing in a state championship, I think that motivated me. It was such an unbelievable experience that, I just always wanted to give back to, help some other young ladies, experience that joy. To this day, in a tournament, when you hear the national anthem play, it still brings back memories and gives you chills.
That's great. I love it. Well, let's talk about one of those players. Amber, you got to play in a state championship, a couple of them with Coach Ramey as your assistant coach. You're 6'5", so you probably were funneled into basketball, but did you always want to be a basketball player? What was it like for you growing up?
Oh, well, what's crazy is my mom got me into it. In fourth grade, she got me into the North Central Youth, and then I just fell in love for real from there and kind of just took off from there and just was like, I think this is something I could be really good at, because when I was in fourth grade, I was already writing I want to make it to the WNBA. I want to do this. I want to do that. So I was already prepared to know that this was my sport, because I already figured I'm tall, so I think I could be good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. And
yeah.
And Taylor, you had to grow up in a gym with your mom, so maybe you didn't have a choice, but did you always want to be a basketball player as well?
Yes, it was definitely instilled into me from a young age, and I just always wanted to live that dream. I was a two-sport athlete, but basketball had my heart.
Yeah, and then that continued on. You both played collegiately, but I want to visit your high school when playing for North Central. Let's start with Amber. Let's start with those 2004-2005 state championships. What do you remember about, maybe not about the state championship games, but about the journey to get there with your team? Do you remember anything specific about it that stands out?
It was crazy. I played so much basketball. I remember, the state championship, but, I remember the Warsaw one,
Yes.
So I thought that was a really good one, and it was just a great journey. I know we had a death from one of our managers, got into a car accident in one of our state championships, which kind of motivated us to you know, go out there and play hard for him. So that was a tough, that was part of the, you know, the experience of, you know, being a part of the state championship run and things like that. So, I mean, I enjoyed every moment. I know, like, my teammates were silly. Like, we was a pretty good squad. Like, we had Bree Bass the second championship. So it was pretty fun, though. It was a great journey. I remember those moments with those guys, with those guys, and my mom being supportive, and my uncle, and things like that. So,
Well, I want to talk about that Warsaw game. So, Coach Ramey, you get to chime in here. A near triple double for you. You had 10 points, 11 rebounds, 9 block shots, which is still a championship record for us, and you almost dunked in that game. Do you remember this?
I don't remember that, but I do remember dunking at Southport during regionals. I do remember
that.
Regionals?
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I don't have that footage. I know. The hard part is you almost dunked. You tried it and it just missed and bounced off. But I just remember, oh my gosh, we just had a high school player almost throw down in a state championship game, which is unbelievable. So tell me about the Southport.
The video was on YouTube. I gotta find it. I went baseline and I just dunked it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just went baseline and I just dunked it. I mean, you know, my bounce got a little bit better when I, huh?
Who were you playing? What game was it? You know?
I have no idea.
Isn't that funny? I love it. You play so many games. Yeah. That's true. No, that's okay. We're all the same. Don't feel bad about that, because it's just tough to. I bet Southport, because that's one of the semi-state or regional spots that is always packed, and it has so many classic games. I bet that place exploded when that throw.
It was pretty packed.
That's great. Yeah. I love it. Taylor, what do you remember of those 2004, 2005? You're a little kid, so you know, but you were on the sidelines. We were just talking about a time when Amber was holding you, and she has a picture of all those things. What do you remember about being part of a North Central run championship time during when you were a little kid?
Yeah, so as a little kid, it's just always being around the girls. They treated me just like a little sister. We always had, you know, dinners together, and I was just passed along just as a little sister goes. And, you know, my son does the same thing with our girls now. But like with Amber, everybody, since my mom was a teacher back then, just everybody just knew me as the little sister. So I'm in the student sections. I'm in on somebody's shoulders. On the bench, on the little mascot, just watching the game and just seeing all these girls, and especially Amber, like at a young age, just gives you like that confidence and just like pushes you to be who you are today.
That's awesome. And then Amber becomes Miss Basketball. So there was lots of things that the accolades that she was able to get. That's a great inspiring person to model yourself after as you grow.
Yeah. And just seeing from a younger standpoint, it means more to me playing for my school of North Central on my chest. It means more to me than just coming here to high school to play basketball. There's history. I want to be a part of something special like they did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dee, how hard was it to be a mom, a teacher, and a coach and keep all that together? Do you remember those days?
Oh, yeah. 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 It was, you know, I've been very blessed with a lot of, you know, great coaching staffs. I've been blessed with a lot of great players, and then blessed with a great daughter. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to coach your own. I didn't want to, but at an early age when you go to those practices and you don't see that things are maybe quite getting taught right. Yeah. So then you step in and it just, you know, it was a journey. But the one thing about Taylor and I's relationship was that, you know, I do, and Taylor, you can chime in on this too. I do think we were able to, you know, be coach and daughter, coach and player on the court. And then once we walked away, it was, you know, mom and daughter.
That's
and,
cool.
You know, she made it easy because she was a defensive player. She didn't, you know, it's harder when you're a coach's daughter and they want the ball all the time and want to shoot. And you want them to have the ball all the time. But Taylor wasn't that way. She wanted to pass and she wanted to play defense. And And so I was blessed with that. So yeah. I have to share this with you on Amber. So when I started out at North Central, I started out as Coach Alan Vickery's assistant. Yeah. And then I got out to have Taylor. And when I got out, there wasn't a middle school coach. Yeah. So Alan had asked me to be a middle school coach. So Amber played at Northview Middle School. And then I coached at West Lane. At West Lane, we had probably, five or six of the players that played on that state championship team.
Okay.
And at Northview, it was basically Amber.
Just Amber.
You know? And so I have to tease her about this all the time because we beat her.
Oh, Amber. How many people did they put around you? It was five around Amber.
Exactly.
Everybody else shoot.
Hey, exactly. School, I don't remember at all. So.
Of course you don't.
That's great. That's great. I love it.
I don't remember too many losses.
Yeah. The good news is you all came together and you joined forces, didn't have to coach against her, because I'm sure many opposing coaches would say nobody wanted to try to stop Amber Harris inside.
That's right.
So
that's
great.
Yeah.
So, but Dee, you got to also then in 2012 when you became the head coach, and neither of these two were on your team at that time, but you won a state championship that goes down as one of the all-time classics because it has to go to overtime. Nariah Taylor, she had to hit two free throws with 0.8 seconds on the clock against Columbus North. Allie Patberg was a freshman. They had a terrific team, and your North Central Panthers beat them in that classic game.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
as a coach?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that whole journey was just amazing because I'm a true believer that when you're going through the tournament, everything has to go your way.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
The referee calls, health wise, injury wise, just everything has to go your way. And, you know, it was just in the cards for us. We played well, we came together as a team. One of the things I think Coach Vickery had done such an amazing job. And, you know, ultimately, you know, it was his team. And, you know, but we had to do some team bonding issues that really took us to the next level. And, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
We upset HSC, who was number one at the time, Taya Reimer. We were in that sectional. We had to upset them to start that journey.
Yeah.
And, so that was special in itself.
Well, and you've been in that sectional that everybody, there's a couple sectionals in our Indianapolis area that is the gauntlet. If you can get out of your sectional, you have a chance to get down to the state because the most difficult teams you have to play on a regular basis. And let's talk about that because now you two, assistant coaches, and you went through this season with Coach Ramey. Taylor, this is your second year, and Amber, this is your fourth. What is it like as a coach at North Central knowing that you can pour all into the game and you may not even make it out of your sectional because of the difficulty that you have? Taylor, I'm going to let you start. What's it feel like as a coach in that sectional in that area in this time?
You know, just knowing, like you said, the gauntlet of just the sectionals that we are in. So I know Coach Harris played in a different sectional than I did. I played in one year of it, but then now I'm in more of like the MIC, you would say conference. I mean, in sectionals.
Yeah.
So just, it's hard because you only have 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And just to keep that confidence, just telling the girls that like, it's hard. It's one now out of five teams. But again, everything has to go your way. Yeah. The refs has to go your way. Injuries, loose balls. It's just all up to you, but you just got to stay confident because you do have those 4 years and it's a hard one.
You got to go to regional twice though. So you have a couple of sectional championships in your high school career. And those, even though you didn't make it to the state, that had to be a big accomplishment for sure.
Yes. Those were definitely, I wanted to always be a part of history with, you know, doing a state championship with my mom. But we did make history as winning Marion County Championship for the first time ever in North Central history, twice back to back. So being able to create that legacy to start for North Central was a great time. But yeah, that sectional is brutal. And yeah. It's just keeping positive and the confidence that, yeah. you know, we can get them. We can get them. You play yep. them 3 times. It's hard to beat a team 2 to 3 times. And yep. you're playing them 2 to 3 times in a year.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Amber, what was it like playing for the legendary Coach Vickery? I mean, he had so many wins and state championships. And Coach Ramey just mentioned him. You got to play under him. And now you're a coach. What'd you take away from that? What was it like playing for him?
I thought it was great. You know, he was tough though. You know, he wasn't just yeah. like, you know, just handing it to you. He'll let you know what you got to do and how you got to, what it takes to get there and things like that. So yeah. I loved playing underneath him, and whatnot. And what Taylor mentioned about the Marion County Championships, I ain't never got one until I got to coach it. Yeah. I never got one. I always came up short against either Pike. Or something in Marion County. So it's definitely on the coaching side, being able to be a part of something like that you've never been a part of within the program. Now I've been a part of the program with every aspect in the program, from a state championship, sectionals, regionals, semi-state, state, and now a Marion County championship. So it's surreal. It's surreal that, you know, I was able to get everything a part of North Central.
What's some advice you give to the Amber, that you give to the young players that are, you know, and you guys, the last couple of years, when you had some tougher times in getting to the end of your season, but, you know, you talk about your young team that you guys had to coach this year. Last year, you finished the season with 2 losses to Warren Central, and you're going into sectional. This year, you beat Warren Central in that last game, and also, and that was, I'm sure, a very big win for your teams because you improved tremendously. Talk about that, Amber, from a coaching standpoint, how difficult that is for your players. Keep them positive, keep them going.
Well, I mean, it's been ups and downs throughout the whole year, and for them to finish out the way that they did, they can only be proud of themselves right now because they came a long way from the beginning of the season. So the way they finished, even my JV girls, the way they finished with improvements. Instead of going backwards, they were going forward in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's the majority of players who play in the state of Indiana. That's what we experience. You guys are unique. You've got to win multiple sectionals, state championships. You're not. I mean, there are a lot of kids who finished just like your players did this year, an improvement, and should be proud of themselves, but they don't necessarily get the hardware. So some of those intangible lessons, I mean, I think, Coach, you could probably speak to that as a longtime coach, just going through the highs and lows and trying to manage all of that.
I think, you know, it's always been, you know, my philosophy that you want to play the best. Yeah. To be the best, you want to play the best. I've never backed down from a tough schedule. And we year in, year out, we've had some of the toughest schedule. And I think that's part of a growing process is to, develop that mental toughness that right now, because of what some of the young girls have experienced through COVID, social media, you know, to try to help them and mentor them to develop that mental toughness. But just like, you know, in sectionals this year, going against, you know, number 2 LC, you know, it's an opportunity. I told the girls it's an opportunity that not all girls get to get is to upset number 1. Yeah. And, you know, to be able to have the opportunity just to do that, or to play against Allie Patberger, or to play against, you know, have Ricky Harris on our team, have Amber Harris on our team, and play against players like that. Not a lot of girls get to do that. And that's a memory in itself.
Yeah. Being in that moment is terrific. Yeah. You share that with those kids, and that's really important. All right, let's talk. Let's kind of move to the now, right now, in terms of what's going on in women's basketball, girls' basketball. Amber, you got to play in the WNBA, and in a time that, you know, you won two WNBA championships, but it was not like it is now with the exposure, with the how it's different. How do you feel watching what's going on in women's basketball right now as a former player?
I mean, I love what it's doing, you know, and I always tell people, like, I feel like we've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's just the cameras are catching it now. So, so, you know, and it's good exposure for the women right now. Like, you know, the NIL deals, the jets now that the WNBA players get to, you know, go on and the luxury that they get. So the opportunities, like, look at Angel Reese. She got a McDonald's pack at McDonald's now. Yeah. So it's like, right. You know, so it's like those type of things, those are good to see. That's inspiring for the other kids to see, like, oh, I can be there someday. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just great what the WNBA is doing right now, expanding and everything. So it makes me want to get back out there.
I know, right? We miss that competitiveness. But it was so cool to hear you say a little bit ago that when you were in a young person starting to play, that you wanted to play in the WNBA, that was a thing for you to actually look forward to. And that's something we didn't have. Just there was no professional to go into after college. Can you talk just a little bit about the transition you felt going from either high school to college? Was it very difficult, or college to the WNBA? When you level up as a player, what are some of the challenges you felt that you had to get through in order to be successful?
I think that going from high school to college was difficult, and also going from college to WNBA was difficult because every level is different. A different type of, you know, like the college level, I feel like was the hardest, most likely, because of what you're going through when it comes to strength conditioning, all that type of stuff, practices, all that type of stuff. Like in the W, it's a little calmer or whatever, but because you're not as lifting as much, you're not, you know what I mean? Because there's games every other day, like you're doing certain things. So I feel like every level has its different difficulties, but I feel like most likely, like, college was where the grit was.
It was so, all day. It was all things. It was a lot, wasn't it?
It was a lot. I was 12% body fat when I was in college. So I was all muscle.
You were in. That's funny. I love it that you remember that, and the fact that
I remember
knew that.
That,
right? That was it. Right. That's so funny. I love that.
I remember that. It's just crazy.
Yeah. But, and Taylor, your college experience, add on to that, you had to battle injuries. So there's already the level up, the challenge, all the things that Amber was just talking to, and then mix in that you had to battle coming back from injury, rehab. What was your experience like in that tough times?
Yeah. Going from a senior in high school into my freshman year of college, I ended up losing my dad at that time as well. And then just the whole aspect of summer workouts and, you know, grieving the past of my dad, trying to figure out school, trying to figure out basketball, learning the new freshman ways and learning a new coach. Yes, I was coached by my mom and we did have that good relationship, but everybody knows it's the difference between high school and college. And my college coach was a great person, Austin Parkinson, now at Butler. And I think just with all the things that were happening in my life, it built me to who I am today because, you know, you push through that adversity, you push through. I probably called my mom every single day crying because he couldn't get something right. And it's not that I'm mad at my coach, I'm mad because I couldn't personally get it. Yeah. And it's just like, how do I figure it out? And then, you know, just being able to push through and then being able to show, but then also dealing with the injuries, it was just another head case, but always had a positive attitude and my mom right by my side. So it was just easy. And my teammates, that everybody just made it to, like, I could always do anything I wanted to do and always push myself to be the best.
Well, and that had to prepare you for the challenge that you're facing right now, that your mom already had to do with you being a coach and a mom, keeping that all together. You're also a full-time job, all those things. You know, speak into that, because I think it's really important for girls to believe I can have a career and coach basketball and be a mom. All those things together. You're doing it. So how's that going for you?
Yeah, it's really coming for full circle. Would I imagine being back coaching? Started coaching? No, I did not see myself coaching. But being around the girls, my husband has been coaching with my mom as well. So him being a part of it and then having my son and having the girls around my kids, it's just like a whole full circle. And like you said, I have a picture with Amber as a young child. Now she's holding my kids in her arms and walking around coaching, and everybody treats my kids like they're siblings, and they're at practices, they're at games, they're right next to you. And, you know, I coach with the JV, and because we have to have that balance of, you know, my husband and my mom, CJ Walker, is coaching varsity. So they're with her, or they're watching the kids during the JV game. Flip flop. And now I'm watching during the varsity game, but then I'm still coming down and trying to whistle. stand on the sideline, baby, on my head. But it's a family. It's a family dynamic in the girls, and it's, I can't believe she, I give her the respect now of what she was doing in the past to now that I get to do it with her.
And Dee, you got to be heartful watching all this happen. And like she said, coming full circle, the position you're in with you, what's it feel like having your daughter coach?
And your son-in-law. I couldn't be more proud. I really couldn't be more proud. And she's doing an amazing job. Again, like, you know, she has a tough time going through there, but, you know, who she is and what she's become and the type of person and young lady she is, just couldn't be more proud. And I've had a lot with Amber coming back and being a former player and being on our staff and wanting to give back. And I've had some other former players that have wanted to do that and have helped out. That's special. That's special that when the memories, when the tough times, the good times all come to fruition, and you want to give that back to others. And I said, says a lot about both of them.
Well, it says a lot about you too, you know, Dee, because you've created that feeling for people who want to come back. And I'm sure Amber and Taylor would both echo that as well. So, all right, let's get to the final question. And Taylor, we're going to start with you. If you could go back and tell young Taylor Ramey anything to, as before she embarks upon this journey, what would you say to that young kid playing basketball?
I would probably say don't play soccer your senior year.
Because you got hurt. And that really changed.
I tore my ACL for the first time in soccer season and pushed back to get back to play one last season with my mom's senior year. And then I think it just kept the ball rolling.
But that's probably part of your, I mean, it's your fabric. You know, sometimes those negative things make it so that you can do what you're doing right now, for sure. That's awesome. That's great. I love that. Amber, how about you? What would you tell young Amber Harris?
Honestly, I would tell her longevity. Get back in the gym, because I felt like, you know, when I got to college, I got my first injury. And so it kind of set me back a little bit. But taking care of my body would have been a little bit something that I'd be like, all right, you need to go back and take care of it in a better way. So the way that everybody's doing things now, and like LeBron James spends $1 million on his body a year to keep himself in shape, and that's why he's still going at 40, you know, so.
But we didn't do that back then. That wasn't a thing. It really was not. On your mind, and all of that is so different now. That's for sure.
Yeah, because I don't think I used to stretch before games either.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. Now it's such a, it's an ordeal. It's a workout within itself, right?
Right.
Oh,
right.
That's great. Well, how about you, Coach Ramey? What would you tell young Coach Ramey going back before you embark upon this terrific journey that you've had?
Just to embrace each and every moment, trust the process. You know, more patience and right now I'm learning, especially with, you know, going through it with my daughter and going through it now with my grandson. It's like, you know, ultimately it's a basketball game and, you know, you've got to enjoy it and have fun, you know.
That's for sure. Well, there's some great words of wisdom from all of you, even you young women who have great words of wisdom for all of us. We thank you so much for joining us today. You truly are some of the legends of our game that we're celebrating as we head to the 50th state championship, which for us now is in a couple of weeks. And so we are in that phase where regionals coming up, and in a couple of weeks, we'll bring everybody back for that state championship to celebrate the last 50 years of Indiana basketball. Thanks for joining us again. Next time, tune in for a couple more legends of Indiana as we celebrate the 50th state finals. Thank you for joining us on the IHSAA Insider. Tune in next time for more conversations with the legends of Indiana high school girls basketball. And remember, this is your IHSAA.